At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Medical Mutual wants to remind you it's almost time for Medicare's annual enrollment period. As a trusted health insurer for more than 90 years, Medical Mutual is here to help you find better Medicare benefits. Be confident you're getting the most from your Medicare Advantage plan. Schedule your free Medicare plan review today at medmutual.com/review. Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
Once again, your song of the day from 1986, Hip to Be Square by Huey Lewis and the News. 464-568-51 is bad. 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Whoa, Jake. Big surprise.
This show loves Huey. We know that. People know that we love Huey on this show.
Wouldn't have guessed that. That would be in my head all day long now.
Yeah, that.
Wonderful song. Actually, I mean, the surprise factor is probably what's going to drive the score high. I wouldn't have expected that today.
Yes. But the news.
The news always delivers on this show.
Imagine that. What do you guys do? I'm with the news.
Like, sweet.
Like, you're right. No, I'm with Huey.
Huey.
I travel sweet. With Huey.
The news always delivers.
They do. And it does.
It's flat 9.00765. It's a great. I've always liked the song. Thought it was a great song. Now, the only problem I have, I'll have to get something to help it get out of my head today.
Why?
I mean,
it's a good song to stay have in your head.
Drive you crazy. But what do you got, Bill?
It's that solid. Solid 7001.
That's
not a bad score.
No, it's
not bad.
Okay, now we got Ben. Bill, what do you think?
It's a happy song. Ben likes to be happy. He's also wearing the quarter zip with the same colored t-shirt underneath it. I think he's going to be a 7999.
7-0. Okay.
You and Ben gave it the same score. Yeah,
right. Yes.
Now, Ben looks like he could be going to a job interview. This is as good as I've ever seen Ben. He looks regal.
He does. He looks like he's getting off. Exactly.
Regal.
What time's the interview at, Ben? When and where? What time?
No, he's not.
Well, he has to bounce right after the show.
Gave me a weird look.
Yeah. You got to bounce? You got to dip?
You got to dip?
Nope.
No dipping today.
All right. What's your score, Jake?
Well, it's always a 10 for me, right? Come on. Let's get some ratings before we get to song to Bill's Thrills, though. Here we go.
Let's go to the text line, Jake.
Ron, 8.4. Mike and Dalton, 9.4. Lyle in Omaha, 8.9.
Lyle.
Good score so far. Triple H's dad, a 5. Bill and Bennett, 6.8. Sarah on East Campus, a 5. Who in Clemens?
Bert, 6.
Nice job, Bert.
High score.
5 from Bert. 7.5 from Gavin and Pender, who you saw this weekend.
Bill. Gavin. Oh, yeah. He looked really good, too.
Was he at the party?
What's that? Yes. He does a lot of Pilates. He's very good shape.
Wow.
Yeah, does Pilates all the time.
Oh, boy.
Jennifer, 8. Hubby, 6.9. Not bad scores from them.
Sanderson. Great to see them.
Sanderson says, one of my first cassettes, 7.
Yeah, it's a great one.
Oh, 86. Sandy. So you were... Sandy, you had to be like 17 or 18 years old then. Please text in. You had to be 17 or 18.
Doug in Harrison, Idaho says, why not? 7.3.
Yeah. Harrison, Idaho.
Joe in Boulder says that's, hang on, where'd he go? Joe in Boulder gives that a 6.
Okay. He's got heavy credence in this station because he brings so many gifts.
Yes, he does. Joel in Wisconsin, 7.35. Jamie in Des Moines, who I was in your town this weekend, Jamie, 1.2. That's it. 1.2.
How about that?
I can't imagine myself, Jamie.
I don't know. We have a bye week. What should we do? Let's vacation Des Moines.
When you don't have a plan until the day before, that's how it goes.
I'm telling you, Jake is from a different generation. They get up and go. we'd be more apt to say, well, we got nothing going on. Let's just stay home.
There's nothing I love more than to do nothing.
Right, yes. Right.
Nothing.
8.5 from Homebrew Bill on the text line, by the way.
Nothing I love to do more than do nothing. I'm a little bit like that, too. I like to sleep.
That's your song of the day. It is time for a Monday edition of Bill's Thrills. Let's fire it up here. Here we go.
Fire up, Jake.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom
bonanza.
Okay. Yeah, this is going to be a bonanza.
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. The ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. Bill, it's a Football Facts Monday. What's on your mind today?
Couple things. One will be just a little tidbit at the end.
Okay.
Let's talk about Oregon, Ohio State.
Okay.
Last drive.
For the Buckeyes.
The Buckeyes. They have first and 10 at the 28-yard line, clearly in field goal range with a timeout. Potentially, I would say they have the best, but two of the top four to five, two to three, whatever, running backs in the country.
Chuck and Sanderson.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They have them ready to go. It's incredible. All they need to really, they're already in range. Run the ball, get a timeout. Bad things can happen to you. So they have.
They're at the 28.
They're at the 28-yard line.
They're going to win the game.
They're going to win the game.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, they're going to win the game. I go, when they caught the ball, I go, they just won the game because there's no way they get shut down. Well, so that play calling matters. Play calling matters.
100.
Or a quick route, something there. I mean, there was places to throw the ball and do some things, but they don't.
Just run it.
And they get an OPI. But where the.
What's
an
OPI?
Offensive pass interference.
Oh, that's right.
But here's
stop it, Ben.
But here is
Ben. Stop.
Here is where
don't do that.
I guess they're going to use the word buffoonery, or didn't know the rules, or didn't know it.
Right. This has got it got hairy.
So they didn't know that the clock was going to start on the wind.
Right.
They didn't know this.
7 seconds
and
ticked
so,
off.
So like 70. I mean, they all of a sudden when that play was over, yeah. Everyone looked up and there's 10 seconds left, yeah. And everyone's like, "What just happened?" No. Yeah. What just happened? What did we just do?
What is that, though? I would have thought, too, that the clock wouldn't start till the snap.
I actually, when they said it, it was starting, I'm like, yes, that would happen. I agree with that would happen. But my point is, so I'll give you a situation that was practiced at LSU all the time. Ed Ogeron was a genius.
This show is brought to you by BetterHelp. October is the season for wearing masks and costumes, but some of us feel like we wear a mask and hide more often than we want to, at work, in social settings, and sometimes around our family. Therapy can help you learn to accept all parts of yourself so you can take off the masks, because masks should be for Halloween fun, not for our emotions. Therapy can be helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself and isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Take off the mask with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
We used to call it winning edge and little things that we would do. So when we knew it was on the wind, the quarterbacks were taught to be in position to catch the ball, and they would turn and they would look at the official. And as soon as he just started, just 1 millimeter of movement, boom, ball was snapped. Instead, they're standing there.
Yeah.
He winds the clock. Clock's ticking.
7 seconds ticked off.
Ball's going. That is, how would 7 seconds been at the end of that game?
Gigantic.
So the fact that you didn't know that the clock was going to start.
He's a senior quarterback.
At that time, to be able to do that. And then, like that, I said.
That's not championship stuff, Jake.
And then I go back to play call. I'm like going, okay, it's a long field goal right now from the 38, but they could kick it and it would get there. It would make it. So I'm like going, how do we get 6-7 yards here? What do we do? And on defense, you can't play. You cannot play a defense where it's like, hey, we'll just let them get whatever they want. We're talking through this like that. We're watching the game in the garage. We had some friends over. And I'm like it's got to be told. If they run the football, which I would do here, the running back has to be told to get down. After you get through the line of scrimmage, get your yardage, but get down and then boom, call the timeout.
Do you think they were told that?
I don't know that, but they didn't run it. So they look over. You watch Will Howard. He looks to his right and doesn't like the look. He holds the ball, gets down, takes off scrambling.
Good scramble.
And then people are going, oh, there was time left. No, there wasn't. No. The clock ran. First of all, clock doesn't stop simultaneously because it wasn't a first down. You can't. There's no chance. No. The clock ran out.
So there's no chance to get down and call timeout?
There was, yeah, but not when, I'm saying when he went down, there was, the game was over.
The game was over there, yeah.
The game was over at that. And so, like I said, the training that went into that prior to, like I said, I was part of it at LSU. I saw him do it on offense. I saw him work the drill. And everyone knows. Plus, it would have been said or told, hey, it's going to be on the wind. So it was said out loud. It wasn't like all of a sudden it just happened. So that's one of those things from a head coach.
It's on
you have a hard time to get over. And then you just go back to 28-yard line. They're in field goal range.
I forgot that they got to the 28.
They got to the
dot. So just run the ball.
They went 28, incomplete pass.
Wasn't there a bad snap in there too? Or no,
I don't recall that. If there was, I don't
know. Okay, maybe
that.
I don't.
Different drive.
So they should have just run the ball.
Yes.
Because then it's win, not cover. I thought when they got to 28, I thought win, not cover. They're going to win, not cover. Win, not cover. They're going to win. They're going to win this game. They're good. And then they got that. It was Jeremiah Smith. It was the freshman who pushed off.
He extended his arms.
OPI.
With arm extension.
Correct call.
It was a correct call.
It was a correct call. I couldn't do your job, Bill.
You don't have to be in that situation.
No.
You don't have to be in that situation.
But here's as a coach, I can't go to the best receiver in America and berate him. You just got to kind of walk away.
There was contact made or whatever. Yeah, I wouldn't either. You're not livid with him.
No.
I'm more upset with the call that was made because they're already in field goal range. And you're going to get a great kick at it. To be able to go.
RTB.
Run the ball.
I'll know that. One last thing. There needs to be an all-out. I'll hit on it later.
Okay.
I'll just do it during FDIC and tie the whole thing in together. Okay. But that'll make it, it makes it a lot cleaner at that point in time. But there's almost a mini bugaboo going on that's going to happen. And luckily, Steve's fixing that for us today. So we'll cover that in FDIC. But I thought the end of that game was so intriguing because if you're sitting there at Ohio State, you're like, we're going to win the game. We're going to kick
Howard a little bit. Yeah. I put on Howard a little bit.
First of all, if he just throws it away, they're going to get a chance to kick it, a long field goal. But it'll get there. It'll make it. And they'll at least have a chance. Instead, Jake, they had no chance.
Jake, I didn't like Howard's body language late either.
By the way, good point by Terrell Farley during the break. Ohio State's next game is home against Nebraska. They have a bye week this weekend.
Great.
They'll come back with some vengeance in 2 weeks to host Nebraska.
Well, I would say this. Everyone, I don't think there's anyone that says you're guaranteed that you're in with two losses. So I feel confident Nebraska is going to win against Indiana, and then Nebraska and Ohio State. That's kind of like almost an elimination game from the playoffs. It'll be tough for Nebraska to probably get in with two losses. It'll be tough for Ohio State to get in. They still probably will, but they're not. You're not at ease. You're not at ease whatsoever in that. And they have to go. Ohio State has to go to Penn State yet.
They go to Penn State. Now, Penn State, Jake has established, and I agree with him, they're not an overwhelmingly talented team.
Penn State put themselves with that win in the playoffs.
They're tough enough to beat Ohio State at night at home.
But you don't buy them, though. We don't buy that.
I don't
they're
really
ranked third, and we don't really believe
it's hard to. No, they're not. They don't pop. They don't pop off the screen. But who does but Texas? Who really does?
Right now,
Oregon popped the other night. Their offense looked really good. They were moving. They were moving it at will in the second half.
Yeah, against a roster that's really good.
Right. They were moving it at will.
Oregon, Ohio State still went for what, though? 480?
That's the thing.
100 yards.
That's the thing.
When you take away, like I said, when he dropped the snap, I mean,
that hurt.
They're not guaranteed they're going to get the first down, but that's a blessing. And don't forget, too, that they had a ball bounce off the guy in the front row on a kickoff that they recovered. So they had, and then they also had a bad snap. Snap was fine. They dropped it, and they also had, so they were chasing Oregon. Points. Oregon and that. Yeah. So they had some, Oregon had some things happen that kind of went their way also, but it was also a really job well done.
Ryan Day, there's some heat on him now. Heat. Yeah.
Crazy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I think his winning percentage is like what?
I know.
Like it's over 900.
I know, but yeah. It's the Ohio State, and they expect to go undefeated.
Every year.
Yeah.
Every single year. Ugh. That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. Hour two next. Nebraska's an underdog for the first time all year this upcoming Saturday.
I'll be darned.
That next
I'll be
early darned. Break in the ticket.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.